This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. This afternoon, we'll take a look at the intersection of corruption, crime, and national security. In a moment, a top government prosecutor on fighting cybercrimes, and later, more on a scandal that fuels stereotypes about politics in New Jersey. But first, to the issue of secrecy under the Bush administration. The New York Times reported today that after September 11th, some officials pushed for using the military in a law enforcement capacity here in the United States. It's the latest in a series of revelations about the Bush administration's drive to expand executive authority. The former counterterrorism chief for both Presidents Bush and Clinton, Richard Clark, says there should be an investigation, but with conditions. And Richard Clark joins me on the line. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you.
Before we talk about your suggestions, were you aware that there were lawyers in the Justice Department suggesting that President Bush use the military to arrest suspected terrorists here in the U.S.?
No, I never heard that. It doesn't surprise me that it was being discussed. All sorts of crazy ideas were being discussed in that time frame by people who had never worked on these issues before. The federal law, known as Posse Comitatus, says law enforcement can be done by the U.S. military if the president declares an emergency. There's no reason that we need to use the military. The FBI and many other federal and state law enforcement agencies are perfectly adequate.
Richard Clark, you argued in a recent Wall Street Journal op-ed for a bipartisan panel to investigate allegations of abuse of power under the Bush administration. Attorney General Eric Holder is said to be considering some kind of investigation. What would be the point of this?
I think it's important that we not just have Eric Holder's special investigator go after the lowest level person in the CIA who may have been carried out instructions. It's a larger issue, and it involves the Vice President Cheney. It involves the former Attorney General Gonzalez and others who broke the law, or so it seems. And until we have a nonpartisan blue ribbon panel investigate all of that, we'll never know. And we'll have this lingering open sore that will make it difficult for the intelligence agencies going forward.
So this panel would be a kind of truth and reconciliation commission?
Modeled on the one that worked so well in South Africa, and we've also seen them work elsewhere in the world.
Mr. Clark, in the past few weeks, the CIA and certain members of Congress have traded barbs over how much the CIA told these members of Congress with respect to covert actions. A few weeks ago, of course, the CIA director, Leon Panetta, shut down a program to assassinate members of al-Qaeda, a program that was actually never implemented. You seem to be surprised over the outrage over this revelation.
Well, no, I think there are two separate things here. One, does Congress get informed well by CIA? And the answer there is no, it does not. The so-called Gang of Eight Congress.
These are four House members and four members of the Senate who...
Senior leaders of the Intelligence Committees and of the House, and the system in place is a bit of a joke. The CIA notifies them in ways that they can't take notes, they can't really protest in writing. It doesn't work. And Nancy Pelosi and others in the House are quite right to say the system needs to be reformed. The other issue is, should we have a hit squad to go out after the leadership of a terrorist organization that's trying to kill us? I think most Americans would say, yes, we should, under very tight controls. And frankly, CIA is not the right place to do that. It has not done well on covert action historically, as opposed to clandestine collection of information where they have sometimes done well.
Mm-hmm. If this brief is taken away from the CIA, who should do it?
I think if we believe that we want to take out the leadership of al-Qaeda, the best way to do it is to give it to a well-trained, well-disciplined unit of the U.S. military.
Forgive me, this may sound terribly naive, but why should the United States government be in the business of doing this at all?
Only because we have enemies out there who do wish to do us harm. And we do need to act in our own self-defense against terrorists.
Richard Clark, turning the corner for a moment here, you've argued that one of the biggest threats the United States faces isn't necessarily a terror attack, but rather a cyber attack, and that our government isn't fully prepared to deal with that.
Well, that's right. We have cyber attacks on the United States every day by Russia and by China and by others, stealing our secret information both from American companies, competitive information, and stealing information from the American government on weapon systems and other classified activities. The president has said he will appoint a cyber czar, And when he does appoint her or him, President Obama is going to have to give that person a lot of authority so that we can reduce our vulnerability to cyber attack.
Richard Clark is the former chief of counterterrorism at the National Security Council and currently the chairman of Good Harbor Consulting. He joined us from Western Virginia. Mr. Clark, thank you.
Thank you.